Life Audio. Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is about seeing clearly thanks to the light of Jesus. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Step Into the Light by Meg Booker, read by Leah Martin. Because of God's tender mercy, the morning light from heaven is about to break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death and to guide us to the path of peace. Luke 1:78-79. The tiny screen lit up my path just enough so I could make sure not to trip over the dog on the way down the stairs. In the darkness of the morning, I cherish my time with God. But I do need a little light to get there. Light is something that makes things visible. We turn things toward the light to get a better view, and we turn the lights on to see where we're going. At night, we drive with lights on so others can see where we're going, too. The light of a candle gives a warm, peaceful glow. Christmas brings outdoor lights to the long, dark days of winter. And when the light breaks the dawn to begin the day, we witness a work of art. Today's verse is a piece of Zechariah's prophecy. The father of John the Baptist, he knew the capability of the light to shine truth into life's circumstances. Unable to understand how he and his wife Elizabeth could conceive at their age, Zechariah's doubt cost him the ability to speak until their child was born. The first thing he spoke was to name his son John in obedience to the Lord. John the Baptist paved the way for our Lord Christ Jesus. The light was coming. Zechariah said, "The morning light from heaven is about to break upon us." The sky comes alive long before the sun rises. Its light brightens up the horizon before we can actually see the sun itself. In the same way, before Jesus arrived on earth, the light from his presence was already being felt. John the Baptist preached powerfully. It brought many to baptism, but even John knew there was one greater who was coming. Luke wrote, "Everyone was expecting the Messiah to come soon, and they were eager to know whether John might be the Messiah. John answered their questions by saying, 'I baptize you with water. But someone is coming soon who is greater than I am, so much greater, I'm not even worthy to untie the straps of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire.'" Luke 3:15-16. Intersecting faith and life. Jesus is the light of the world. "I'm the light of the world," he said. "If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness, because you will have the light that leads to life." John 8:12. When we shine who he is in our daily circumstances, we're able to see with more clarity. Through the lens of his light and love, we see with a brighter perspective. Hopelessness is an epidemic, so many of us wrestle with anxious thoughts, worries, fears, and depression as we walk through our everyday lives. We do need to consult pastors, mentors, and counselors at times. God designed us to live in community and to love and be loved by the people he has purposely placed around us. If we seek God's help to unravel doubts and worries, sadness and despair, we can step into the light. The Creator of the universe doesn't want us to suffer needlessly. Though pain and trials are certainly a part of this world, His mercies are new each morning. He loves us and seeks to bless us in the midst of the mess. He is our healer, able to shine light in the dark places of our lives. When we allow Jesus to shine His reality into our situation, we will find hope in Him that we've been looking for all along. The Life Application Bible says, "Realize that you are forgiven. You no longer sit in darkness, and you've been given the path to peace." The Holy Spirit, for every believer in Jesus, is alive and active in our lives, the third person of the Trinity. He illuminates the Word of God, translates the mumblings of our prayers to heaven, and shines light on the Lord's will for our daily lives. For further reading, explore Isaiah 9:2 and Malachi 4:2. The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and give biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Podcast Show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.